Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and one of my favorites is in the studio today, all the coordinators from the community houses at Baxter Regional Medical Center, starting off with Jody Bodenhamer of the Rappel Diabetes Learning Center. Jody, welcome.
Hello, hello.
You got your friends with you today.
I do. I have Miss Stephanie and Diane. We're just missing Melissa today, and we have got some great programs coming up. I think everybody's got a full calendar for November and a few things even for December.
Well, we'll start with you because you've got an event coming up November 14th. I know, you know, you don't like to talk very much when we get together and a little shy. So we want to make sure we give you ample opportunity here. But hey, World Diabetes Day is coming up.
That is right. Wednesday, November 14th is going to be our annual celebration and education program. And on that day, we're going to be having some guest speakers, some different types of information and education sessions. We've got diabetes vendors coming from our local and also our nationally sponsored companies. And then I'm so excited about our keynote speaker who is going to come to Mountain Home for us. And that is Charlie Kimball. And he is an IndyCar racer who has type 1 diabetes.
He's kind of a big deal.
And he's kind of handsome, too. I'm so excited to meet him. Yeah.
It's not bad. All our husbands can turn the radio off because he's pretty cute.
Right. No, and we are so fortunate. Novo Nordisk is an insulin pump company, an insulin company that has so graciously sponsored him to come and speak to our group. And I am just really thrilled. We just have such a great community response when we do these programs, and I wanted to make sure it was really special this year.
So November 14th is World Diabetes Day. That's, of course, coming up in a couple weeks. Where are we? I mean, you know, I'm sorry to ask you to speak on the state of diabetes in the world, but, you know, you're sitting here in front of me, so I'm going to ask. But, you know, we hear it kind of comes and goes, and our focus goes somewhere else, and then we come back. Is diabetes still the problem that it has always been here locally, within Arkansas and across the world?
It is. It's still a huge growing population of people. Our area is still staying around 9 to 10% of our population, which is just unbelievable. And our region of the country is also higher for prevalence of diabetes in general. So, there's so many different studies. I've been involved throughout the years in different focus groups and things, and there's really no good answer as to why that's happening. Some of it, I think we're getting better diagnostics, so we know that we have diabetes, which is a good thing. But my big concern is just making sure that folks have what they need to control their diabetes. So if the diagnosis comes, guess what? We got your back. We're your resource.
It's more common a diagnosis now than it was, and that can sometimes be unfortunate because we just kind of get used to it. And, you know, is diabetes, is it directly related to diet and exercise and your physical activity? But then it can also be genetic.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cholesterol.
Like a little bit of both. Like a perfect storm. You've got those genetics, maybe certainly a first degree relative or even a second degree relative, you know, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, brothers and sisters. And so we see a little bit more of that now as well. People are, you know, getting to the doctor more often and being able to recognize those signs and symptoms. And then also just as far as the lifestyle, you know, life has changed. Life is way different in the last 30 years. We eat differently.
We sit differently.
We snack differently. And then we don't do as much. We are so much involved in the wonderful technology that we have that it's kind of overwhelming and it's kind of overcome some of that just good old-fashioned physical activity that we do.
It's become popular. Yeah. A popular phrase that I've heard is sitting has become the new smoking. Sitting all day long every day can almost be as unhealthy as, you know, a habitual smoker.
It's actually more. So we're going to speak to that. Jan Halligan, our dietitian, is going to talk about, you know, healthy eating and nutrition. But she's also been doing some research lately about the lack of activity and what that means and what that looks like. And that was one of the newest research studies that has just been released is being inactive is worse on your health than actually being a smoker. So it is pretty tough. And it's tough to be active. You know, I know we were talking about, the girls and I were talking about just trying to get a little hour of the day to even work out or even go do some activity. So it is tough.
And it's not hardcore cardio training that you're talking about. That. None of us really partake of that either.
But I'm guilty of not being into that, but you know, but just being active.
If you have a job to where, you know, you primarily sit behind a desk, if you can find 5 minutes every hour to get up and move.
Do something. Yeah. Right.
And that's what I do love about if you wear a Fitbit or any kind of wearables, if you've sat for more than 50 minutes, it will buzz you and you know that, hey, I need to get up and move around for a minute.
Do something. I'm always afraid that moving my arm, it won't know that I'm not, you know, because I talk with my hands so much.
It doesn't.
Because
I've tried that.
Because,
you know, if you're sitting there on, I have 9,999 steps for the day, if I just kind of move my arms around, no, you actually have
to get up and do it.
Yeah,
That's a good tip. Very good tip. Well, yeah, and like I said, we want to just make sure that we are a good resource for those who have the diagnosis. And then our theme this year is diabetes concerns every family, because odds are if you don't have a family member that has diabetes, you at least have a friend or know someone. And so we just encourage, you know, support people, caregivers, anybody that is involved in the care of someone with diabetes to come out and learn some more. We've got some great guest speakers. Dr. Jennifer Foster is going to be with us for part of the day.
Local girl.
Yeah. I love her. And we've got so many things lined up for the day. The agenda is packed, but people can come and go as they please as well.
The event is free, but space is limited. Registration is required. You can always call Jody at the Rappel Diabetes Learning Center, 508-1765. Again, that's 508-1765. Call, email, stop by, whatever you can do, and get on that list so you can attend. 1 in 2 people with diabetes remain undiagnosed. Jody's an RN, so lots and lots and lots of training on this, but signs and symptoms. How do you know? Because you know, we always hear about signs and symptoms of a heart attack, but I don't really know the symptoms of diabetes.
It's extremely hard to recognize signs of high blood sugar or hyperglycemia for a lot of people. So it's kind of, I always tell people it's kind of sneaky, but the 3 most common ones that we do sometimes notice are extreme thirst, dry mouth, and then fatigue, and also increased trips to the bathroom to go to number 1 to urinate, because with that thirst and that thirst mechanism, a lot of people are drinking more fluids as well. And so
it's like an oxymoron, though.
Yeah, it is. If you find yourself in that situation, don't automatically assume it's just age, or maybe you've, you know, been a little dehydrated. Exactly. I'm eating too many snacks. Get yourself checked. And there's a great, excellent, excellent test to do now. It's really easy to do. It's a blood test called A1C. Get to your doctor. Ask them to check your A1C. We do it every year at the health fair also.
Yeah, we started it. It was a big deal.
2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a big deal when we were able to start that.
Yes.
And a lot of people got some information that they were unaware of.
Exactly. And so, yeah, definitely. If you have a relative or a concern, and then you start to experience any of those symptoms, another great thing and a resource that we have at the Diabetes Center is come over. I can check your blood sugar and then also give you a free glucometer with some supplies that you can take home and start monitoring yourself as well. So anytime, come by. You know, we're there Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 every day.
Charlie Kimball, IndyCar Series driver, he has a story to share with everyone about being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes and how he can go about his life and do what he loves to do and drive cars really, really fast.
Really fast. It makes me a little nervous.
And not be worried about his condition.
Yeah, and it's really cool to hear and to talk to these folks who have achieved such national recognition. You know, we had a football player here last year, and he was talking about his team of people that help him every game and every day with his blood sugar management. So I'm really excited to talk with Charlie, hear more about his story. And I've been kind of following him so I can kind of get up to date on the IndyCar stuff. So those of you that are IndyCar fans, please come out and meet Charlie, visit with him, and he'll be there from 5 to 6 on World Diabetes Day.
And if there is any way, if you have a little one or a young adult who has diabetes, and if they can come out and see him speak and kind of get motivated a little bit and see, you know what, I'm okay, I can do this, I can do whatever I want.
We highly
encourage you.
Yes. That's why he's coming, is to motivate and to help us not only with management, but just staying on track with things. So.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting once again with the coordinators from the Community Houses of Baxter Regional Medical Center. A reminder, World Diabetes Day is coming up on November 14th, and they'll be celebrating all day long at the Rappel Diabetes Learning Center with a special guest, Charlie Kimball, IndyCar driver that will be here. All kinds of activities and events going on, things that you can learn about. The event is free, but space is limited. Registration is required. 508-1765. Again, that's 508-1765. Call Jody, and she will get you taken care of. But we have more people in the studio. We're cutting Jody off for a little bit.
I'm done.
And hear about some other things that are going on. We have Diane Van Gulik and Stephanie Isom. Diane with the Maruck Family Center on Aging, and, of course, Stephanie's with the Schliemann Center for Women's Health Education. I wish y'all could find some shorter names for your own names and the houses' names. That's why everybody just calls y'all the houses.
The houses.
Yeah. I know. We understand branding and marketing, but, man, it's a mouthful.
It is.
Stephanie, what's going on with you these days?
So just staying busy, just trying to stay out of the rain a little bit. So we've got a couple things going on. So Tuesday, November 6th, 12 o'clock, we have a lunch and learn with Jody Leaker. She is the new director over the Baxter Regional Adult Behavioral Unit. So we're excited to have her. It'll be a lunch and learn. So I've got just a couple spots left open before we have to move it over to Lagerborg. So if those women are interested in learning about mental health, which is what she'll be talking about, you know, you're welcome to give me a call at the Schliemann Center.
Should we have a discussion on mental health on election day?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, I've taken a lot of calls. What is she going to talk about? What's going to be, you know, the general idea of the meeting? And so I think Jody's just going to kind of leave it up to the women. She's going to talk about the unit, what their specialty is, what they do, how they can help, resources that are available. And then I think she's just going to kind of do a Q&A session. Obviously, those women are there because they want to learn about mental health. So she's just going to kind of leave it up to them. So which I think is a great, it's a good thing for her to do that because, you know, a lot of us have questions. About mental health because it's disguised as a lot of different things. So that's going to be a great lunch and learn. Again, that is Tuesday, November 6th. And then I have a fun session Thursday, November 15th at 11 o'clock. Sonia Gower, she works over in administration at the hospital. She's going to teach us how to decorate through the holidays on a budget.
Wow.
So she is the one.
I'm so excited about this.
So she's the one. If you were at the hospital last year, she decorated all the Christmas trees. So when you walk in, I believe it's through the emergency room entrance, there's a massive Christmas tree. She did that tree, and it looked amazing. And all of her trees are themed as well, and she does them on a really tight budget. So she's going to teach us how to make wreaths. We're going to have drawings for some of the things that she's made. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I still have my pumpkins and my Halloween stuff out.
I do too. My next door neighbor is
already
put Christmas stuff.
I know. Yeah. I know. That my next door neighbor, November 1st, the Christmas tree always goes down.
It's here. Like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. So, well, that'll be fun for everyone. That's coming up. That's the day after World Diabetes Day. So you've got that
there
on the 15th.
Are.
You've got World Diabetes Day on the 14th. And again, the Lunch and Learn on Mental Health is this Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, you better call first thing on Monday and get signed up.
That's right. Yeah. So.
Anything else going on through the end of the year? Does that wrap things up for you?
Yeah, no, I've got some things going on for December. You know, I want to talk about my book club real quick. So I've got a great book club at the Schliemann Center. So there are a group of about seven ladies that come religiously to this book club, and they read fantastic books. They love a good discussion. They love it when someone didn't like the book, so they can talk to them about why they didn't like the book.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you like that character? He was amazing. Amazing. So Mary Margaret Pearson, she leads our book club. You know, they have different genres that they love. So I think she kind of picks books that maybe they wouldn't typically read. And so that's a great discussion. So for any of you ladies that are interested in a great book discussion, give me a call at the Schliemann Center. I'll give you the titles of the upcoming books, a little synopsis of each, and hopefully invite you to come out and join my ladies for the book club.
Mary Margaret Pearson is a famed English teacher
of
Mountain Home High School that some of us had the pleasure of sitting in her class. So.
Well, don't you know I'm intimidated when I have to email her.
Spell check. Yes. Where's the punctuation?
Grammar check.
Yeah, yes. she does not do text speak. She's an old school English yes. teacher that likes yes. grammar and punctuation.
Yeah, and she's sweet. She's just as sweet as can be. But you know, she loves to read her books, and mm-hmm. she loves a great book discussion. So it makes for a wonderful book club.
Very good.
Yeah, again, I invite you out for that as well.
Diane, what's going on with you these days?
Yeah, so November is National Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So we are getting our purple on
this month. Purple T-shirts.
We've been painting rocks purple and hiding them around Mountain Home. So if you find one, please go to the Baxter Regional Facebook page through Messenger. Send it that way, and we'll get it posted. Take a picture of it. And then also rehide it for someone else to find. Yeah.
I think that's so neat.
It's fun.
My kids love finding rocks around town. Yeah.
Yeah. So for the month of November, I mean, we can keep doing it as long as you want.
The kids love finding rocks. That's they right. can be painted or not. It doesn't
exactly.
matter.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So I have a question about the finding rocks. Are they in random places, common places, or do you have to go out and search for these rocks?
Oh, just anywhere.
Just
anywhere. Yeah. So Cooper Park's a good place to look for them. I see them around the hospital campus.
You do?
Quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to
find some around the Maruck Center on Aging.
Okay.
Come take a look. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, doing mm-hmm. this rock out for Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And so several rocks around the area, find them, take a picture. And, you know, and just display purple around the community mm-hmm. this month, just to show our support to our caregivers that are taking care of someone with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that there are people in the earlier stages with Alzheimer's disease that appreciate knowing that their community is supporting them.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's November National Awareness Month for Alzheimer's. And that was first mm-hmm. brought about by President Reagan in the early 80s. And then later we found out, mm-hmm. he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's as well. So,
Diane, what is something, you know, we talk about the patients so much of Alzheimer's, but, you know, I've heard you beat the drum for the caregivers for many years now. What is, during this month, what is something that we can do for those caregivers?
You know, one of the things that I hear from them that they appreciate a lot is when somebody calls or you run into them, let's say at Walmart, and you ask them how they're doing.
Yeah.
Most of the time we're focused on the person with that chronic condition, and because Alzheimer's is a difficult disease for the person with it. But usually when we run into someone that's a caregiver, we ask, how is your husband doing with Alzheimer's? Mm-hmm. They really appreciate it when we ask them how they're doing as a caregiver. And just really listening to understand what they're going through, because then you can really figure out ways that you can support them. You know, even just getting a Starbucks coffee for them once a week, or going over to their house and helping them do stuff around the house. We have a lot of women caregivers out there. Mm-hmm. And
it's not in the female's nature to talk about themselves. They want to talk about the patient.
Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to encourage them to take care of themselves, like when was the last time you went to the doctor and got your physical? You know, and they find out they have high blood pressure and didn't even know it, and it just keeps getting higher and higher, and that's dangerous for them. So, yeah, it's important to take care of these caregivers, show them our support, and make sure they know they don't have to stay in the house all the time. Get out.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Join a book club.
Join a book club. Exactly.
Come to diabetes class. Do something for yourself.
I encourage them not to just come to the Alzheimer's support group. They need to do things outside of the diagnosis, too.
So,
a book club, exercise,
go to a movie,
get together with the girls. Yeah. So it's important that we're encouraging them to get out.
Last time you and I spoke, you were on the heels of the Men's Health Forum, and that was coming up. I have to ask. I know that they kicked you out for the discussion part of it.
I'm fine with that.
How'd it go?
It went well. Yes, it was a great day. Very informative. Dr. Traeger, the urologist, mm-hmm. was there. And the men have been giving feedback since then that they really, really thought that was an informative session. Dr. Traeger, I guess, just got in there and just started talking about the things he knew these men were thinking about but wouldn't voice it, ask the questions. Mm-hmm. And the hard questions or the uncomfortable questions, but they're important.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know about, you know, prostate cancer, how to deal with bladder issues, things like that, but they don't feel comfortable asking that all the time. So the men really appreciated hearing Dr. Traeger. He's just very down to earth, very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had an excellent panel of doctors up there on the stage answering questions. And we actually had to cut them off. We went an hour and 20 minutes with them, and they just kept going.
You had Dr. Robinson up there, and then Danny Ponder was going to be a part of it.
Dr. Foster. I mean, it was a great panel.
All very shy physicians.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yeah, right. Right.
Much like Jody, had a hard time getting them going.
Yeah, so we have an excellent medical community around here. I appreciate how much our physicians, doctors come in and answer questions for us in a non-clinical setting.
I can't say enough about all of the support that we get from our physicians and our medical community with all the programs that we do, because they do. You ask them to come, and I've got a full agenda for World Diabetes Day because I had so many people say, yeah, I want to come talk to your diabetes patients.
You know they're carving out time to do that from the clinic, and that's just amazing to me. So, we had some great screening booths too, checking blood pressures. We had some people from our cardiac rehab from the hospital come over and talk to them a little bit about
the big test, the big cardiac
test. And what puts you at a higher risk for heart disease issues, just to kind of raise that awareness so they'll pay a little more attention to the foods that they're eating, getting that activity we were talking about earlier, all of that. So, yeah, it was a great day. Very, very informative. So,
ladies, it's been fun. Y'all have been busy this year.
We
look forward to y'all coming back early next year and tell us all about the plan. It's hard to believe, but if you're going to talk about decorating Christmas trees,
I know.
I mean, we need to start thinking about moving into 2019.
That's crazy.
Get your calendars ready.
Well, good luck to all the events coming up, and let us know how we can help.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.